This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to ExpressPros.com to find your location. That's ExpressPros.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It is Cinco de Mayo. Hey, go to the getmyperks.com for the WGR VIP golf card. 8 great experiences, discounts, items, Encore golf balls, Destroyer Park Golf, 18 holes there, Bobolinks, Shamrock Hills, Atticus 10th Hole, Diamond Hawk, box of Vero X1 golf balls, $25 off Rick Zurek Golf Warehouse, all yours, and an hour at Golf Dojo. All in one package.
Yep.
GetMyPerks.com.
And all proceeds go to the PGA Hope Foundation. So, yeah, again, GetMyPerks.com for that. It's a good deal.
Yes. Jeremy and Joe, 803-0550. Brayton Wilson dialed up. Hey, Brayton, what's up?
Hey, guys. Long time no chat. How you doing?
That's right. That's right. It's been a long time. We usually talk to you about NHL lottery time, and we are often in the lottery. So that's how this goes. Yeah. Sabres have a 13% chance picking in the top two. So if anybody tunes in tonight and watches the names go and they say, like, oh, we won, who is it that these teams are hoping to ultimately win tonight?
Well, I think it really ultimately depends on the team need with that first overall pick, whoever wins. There's two players, at least in my opinion, that are the top of the group, and it's one defenseman and one forward. The defenseman is Matthew Schaefer from the Erie Otters. 6'2", 183. He played really well with Canada at the World Juniors before suffering a season-ending collarbone injury. I mean, he's a guy that just moves up the ice real well, gets into open space from the blue line. It's just really responsible at both ends of the ice, but has definitely that more offensive upside. And before he went out, he had 22 points in 17 games for the Otters. But again, it was just unfortunate that he suffered that injury at the World Juniors for Canada and then just had to miss the rest of the season. The other guy played also in the OHL, Michael Misa, who played for the Saginaw Spirit. And this guy, he was an exceptional player at the age of 15, granted exceptional status to play with Saginaw. And this year just exploded. I think there were some questions in terms of what kind of upside he can have in his draft year, if there's another ceiling he can get to. And I think he far exceeded those expectations. 134 points, 65 games played for Michael Misa. He's just a guy that's really blossomed into the best forward prospect of this group. Generates really good speed, is a really elusive player, great afterburner speed to generate zone and speed and getting into scoring chances, and he's got a really good shot as well. So those are really the two players, at least in my mind, that have the chance to go number one. I think it just depends on whoever wins that pick and what their needs are for their spot.
So then obviously thinking about the Sabres for that, if they were to pick first or second, Misa feels like the better fit. I mean, not to say Schaefer couldn't work here if that was the pick, but they do have a plethora of left-shot defensemen already.
Yeah. I mean, they drafted Rasmus Dahlin first overall 2018, Owen Power first overall 2021. They have Bowen Byram, who was the fourth overall pick in 2019. Matthew Schaefer would be a nice addition to the group, but I mean, if you were to go out and go pick Matthew Schaefer, you probably have got to move one of those guys unless you feel confident that you can move a Rasmus Dahlin or an Owen Power, even a Bowen Byram to the right side. Dahlin's probably probably the best player to be able to do that because he's done it on a regular basis, whereas Power and Byram have struggled from time to time when they play on their offside on the blue line. So if the Sabres are to make that move to draft another defenseman with the first overall pick, if they win the draft lottery, they'd likely have to move off of either Owen Power or Bowen Byram. But Michael Misa makes the most sense. He's a guy that I think maybe if he doesn't get in the lineup for the first year in Buffalo, which he has the potential to do so, win a roster spot right off the bat, he could play another year in the OHL. And then right after that, he's already got that status of playing for four full seasons in the OHL. So even if he plays next year over in the Ontario Hockey League, he can then make the jump to the AHL without having to worry about age restrictions or anything like that.
All right. We just came off of the NFL draft, Brayton, where you talk about the class, and in hockey it's, you know, fewer positions. Is it if we're looking at the top 10, the Sabres are most likely to pick 7-8 in that neighborhood. If we're looking at that, is it a defense heavy draft or an offense heavy draft? Forward center.
Yeah, it's more so a forward heavy draft. This year's draft class kind of reminds me a little bit of 2014, and the only reason that it kind of sparks that in my head is because I recently did a mock redraft of the 2014 draft. And yet going into the 2014 draft, it was Aaron Ekblad is seen as the top defenseman. He was seen more so as the generational type, but certainly as he's played in the NHL, he's been really solid two-way, one of the better two-way guys, but nothing that I think they were padding him out to be as being this really top tier number one type defenseman overall in the NHL. Matthew Schaefer certainly has a little more offensive upside than Aaron Ekblad, but not really anything more so like that solid two-way guy. Other than that, though, the other three that were right behind him was Sam Reinhardt to the Sabres, Leon Draisaitl to the Oilers, and Sam Bennett to the Calgary Flames. And this draft is very similar for me, at least in those in that retrospect. Michael Misa is your best forward prospect. Then after that, you got James Haggins, who played Boston College, an American-born guy, really talented playmaker, sees the ice incredibly well, a guy that could easily be a top three, top four pick. And then Porter Martone is sort of like that Sam Bennett type of player where he's just a really good power winger. I think he's got a little more offensive upside, but he's also got size as well. And then after that, I mean, once you get to top four, it drops off to another tier, but there's still a good group of forwards in that next tier that could fit the Sabres quite well.
Thanks, Brayton.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
I'm going to make a case to watch this lottery tonight because they're doing the thing they should have done 10 years ago.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
They're not drawing it in a room and then coming out and revealing it.
They're doing it in front of everybody?
They're drawing it live.
Like the lottery balls?
And
did they not stop doing that the last couple of years after there was that thing with the Rangers where the ball like kind of came out and went back? There was some controversy with the Rangers a couple years ago.
But here's what they're doing. That Ranger thing was some different drawing. The Ranger thing, I don't even know what you're talking about. Let me just get to what they're doing.
Yeah, go ahead.
So the draft lottery, this is at the NHL's website. The lottery will be conducted in two phases. The first to determine the first overall pick, the second overall pick. In each phase, 14 balls numbered 1 to 14 are placed into a lottery machine with 4 drawn. The resulting 4-digit series is matched against a lookup table that lists 1,000 possible combinations to determine which team is assigned the winning combination. As each ball is drawn, mm-hmm. odds change and teams are eliminated. The viewing audience will learn who is still in the running in real time. So this means ball one, seven. These five teams are out. These seven teams had their odds go up. 14. These three teams are out. These teams had their odds go up. When we did the McDavid-Eichel lottery way back when, there was one website that you could draw a ball at a time.
Yeah.
And the live odds will move with each number coming out.
Okay.
That's what they're doing live.
Okay.
We will watch it like it has a story arc.
Yeah,
Sabres are 6.5% to win. First number up is a 3. Now you're 17% chance to get the number one pick. Uh-oh, what?
Oh,
yes. Now it's a 7 that came up. 52% chance to win the number one pick. You could see a team get up to what, like 80% and then lose? And drop all the way back down to 10?
Yeah.
The viewing audience learns in real time. There's a limit on the total number of selections a team participating can move up. So that's in there as well. But they are actually doing the thing they should have always done.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's cool. I like that a lot.
Yes.
And it's going to go slow enough so that to react in real time to it. I guess it will, right? This happened... Well, wasn't this the McDavid lottery? Going into the final ball, there were only three teams still left.
But behind closed doors.
Right. But we didn't know that until
Nobody
after.
Saw that live. They didn't update that live.
Right. So we didn't know, the Sabres were, you had 20% chance to win the lottery. I'll have to find the number. It was 20% going into the lottery. Wasn't it up to, 60-something? It went up.
I have no idea.
I'll have to go back and find it. But it was higher. I know it was higher. I'll have to go back and find it. I did find what this Rangers controversy was, and it really wasn't much of one. But it was that the guy, when they did the lottery balls, he accidentally dropped the Ranger ball before he was supposed to, and then he picked it back up so they could show everybody the logo, and then he put it in.
Right.
So.
What a controversy. The oils from his fingers were on the ball.
They wanted another star in New York.
Live ball by ball with live updating probabilities.
Does it say if they're doing it right at 7?
It says...
I mean, the game is until 8. So actually, wait, there's no way they're doing that.
It says
the game is not till 8 o'clock. They're going to start at 7, the show, and then I bet they're not starting the lottery until at least 7:30. They've got an hour of content to fill before Panthers and Leafs.
Well, the other thing they're going to do, so the Sabres have 65 combinations that get them the number one pick.
65?
65, right.
Okay.
Boy, I want to see the I want a simulator here. See a recording of the drawings from the 2024 under the same format. Click here. Complete rules. This is the good stuff.
Yeah.
If they can do this, they can give us the 3-2-1 point system. That's all I'm saying. This is an obvious improvement. This is, of course, better. Live drawing. For years, we were told it had to be done in a private room with the GMs, and they all sit there already knowing the results.
Mm-hmm.
Man, what an improvement. I did not wake up this morning thinking I was going to be saying, good job, NHL, but here we are. Live lottery with all the balls coming out live in studio.
Cool.
All right.
All right, I'm getting excited now.
Yes.
Even though there isn't a generational prospect. But as Brayton just said there's two guys at the top that he thinks are at the top. So that's what you need. One of those top two picks tonight.
Yeah, what they used to do was just get the four number code and then look in the book and be like, Chicago.
Yeah. Yeah, those dang numbers the Oilers got 10 years ago. I knew the numbers for a minute.
Because we joked about if they won the lottery, you could retire the numbers.
Yeah, yeah.
And put them in the rafters.
Yeah.
Edmonton should.
Get them tattooed on the sequence of numbers.
Speaking of which, when does Edmonton-Vegas begin?
Tomorrow, I think.
Okay.
Yeah, McDavid versus Eichel.
You've got Florida-Toronto tonight.
Yeah, that's going to be good. I like a lot of the series that we're getting.
8 o'clock from Toronto.
Yeah.
Extendo Sports on the way. Jeremy and Joe here on WGR.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.